This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order. A world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9, 3, 0, 2, 8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
Would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
This government, Republicans and Democrats, were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And the question is, are you that exceptional American taking the challenge to stop totalitarianism? I suspect you are. That's why you're on this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on, and we're going to try and keep you abreast of what is going on. Julian Assange may be turned over to the UK. At least that's what Russian TV, RT, is reporting right now. We've heard these reports before. Whether or not it's going to happen this time, I do not know. But anyway, I just thought I'd throw that one at you, a little bit of a news gambit. We're going to be talking about New California here in this hour also. Just to kind of let you know, I'm just saying we're going to be talking about it. And we're also going to be giving you a little bit of information about the presidential approval reports here momentarily. But, you know, I just can't help but think about Judge Jeanine. Judge Jeanine on Whoopi yesterday. Boy, did Whoopi try to give out a whooping or what? Well, very unprofessional, Whoopi Goldberg. There's all these reports about her being a racist and everything coming out. I kind of have to somewhat lean that way. I know she's nasty. She was really nasty, and I thought it was really inappropriate. Being nasty, actually, to Judge Jeanine. I'm not that kind of guy. I don't get nasty with my guests, and I really like to let them talk. I don't like, you know, these TV people and radio people who have to be, it's their show and can't let your guest talk. You invite the guest on, then you overtalk them or whatever. You won't let them answer questions, you know, that kind of stuff. Now, some hosts, they get it, you know, and they have to kind of settle back. And I do know what I have been learning about other hosts, especially in certain TV venues, they are quite sensitive to that. And if you call them out on it, it's like, oh, man. Because, you know, it does look rude to the viewers. Not only do you have the audio part of that, but you have the visual part of that. And that combined makes you look rude and nasty. So that's just a sensitivity thing out there, just my little thing. But Whoopi was really inappropriate and nasty, as were they all nasty. Seemed to be, and again, the stellar person in that is Meghan McCain. I made that point, I think, pretty clearly in the last hour. I was really surprised. She's a force to be reckoned with on The View. If you can be a force to be reckoned with, besides the wrecking force, the wrecking forces of liberalism that you see there. Okay, the daily presidential tracking poll, in spite of everything you may hear about Donald Trump and Putin, the bromance continues. In spite of everything that you're hearing, right? In spite of everything that you're hearing, the president's approval rating hasn't gone down, really. I think at the time before the week, last weekend, I think at this time, I'm going to look actually. I said I'd do it, and here it is. Rasmussen's reports, daily presidential tracking poll for today. And I believe last week, and I'm going to just take a little look here. I really can't tell, but it seems that. Last week. Super. Okay, they got it here. June. This is July. So the presidential's approval, July, that's 9th. That's 10th. Okay. So his approval a week ago was at, what is today? 18th. Okay, so, creep it back. So his approval was 46%. On Friday. Right now, it's at 44%. It's been at 44% for a couple of days. On the 16th, it went down to 45, and then it's been at 17th, it went up to 46 again. Oh, see, this is interesting. And then 18th, 44, and 19th, 45, and 20th, 44. So, okay, so we're getting a little bit of a porpoising things going on here in terms of opinion. It's not real far off. The 46%, I'm going to go back here to May 18th. He was at 50% at May, and again, he was lower than that earlier at some point. 47% in April, comes up to 50, 51. Of course, now we're talking about the Korea business and all that stuff. Okay, and 50% on May 22nd, and then it starts to dip, 48% on June 4th. Let's see, going on here, June 47%, 49% on June 12th. Okay, but let's get into July. July 46%, no, June, I'm sorry. Okay, July 3rd, 48%, and then July 9th, 47%. And then, of course, the total approval. So he's been porpoising at this approximate 47 to 44% for quite some time. So I don't see any big precipitous drops. This is what I was saying earlier. There's no precipitous. And again, this is the strange thing with polls, though. And I say this, and I have to be completely clear, but when I do polling information, I believe most polls are heavily biased against conservatives, almost all of them, because you can buy and sell polls. I mean, we can do this on the internet. We can just put something out and that becomes the poll and yada, yada, yada. Okay, but that's just not the case with Rasmussen, because they're like a big institutionalized polling organization, but they occupy a very unique niche, if you will, in this daily presidential tracking poll. I mean, they do some good work. When it comes down to presidential stuff, and in the end, Rasmussen is in the top three of the polling groups that I use. I don't like the polls. Well, but you know, it's called, you know, but you don't like the polls. I don't like what he says. It makes me angry. And sometimes it's like, wow, you know, but I think Rasmussen does a fair and honest job. That's what I think. Now, when we had a shakeout, I'm thinking about 2014 on, we seem to have had a real shakeout because people were starting to catch on to the fake polling information, which has been something that's been going on for quite some time. But the fake polling now was really exacerbated during the Obama administration because the media had control over every little polling group. Now, Rasmussen, I'm going to read this. Rasmussen reports daily presidential tracking poll every day. And today, for Friday, it shows 44% of likely U.S. voters approve of Donald Trump's job performance and 55% disapprove. Okay. If you take a look at where Obama was at this time, it's exactly the same. The trend, actually, Trump's got a little bit better numbers than Obama at this point in time in his president. Okay, now this is important to know. Now that Gallup has quit the field, Rasmussen Reports is the only nationally recognized public opinion firm that still tracks President Trump's job approval ratings on a daily basis. If your organization is interested in a weekly and blah, 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 the commercial for it. My point is there's not a lot of these polls coming around anymore, and we need to have more. That's legitimate polls, legitimate ones. Well, I think Rasmussen's legitimate. He reports stuff that I can't stand, and then he reports stuff that's good. But he does it scientifically. That's the important thing. We'll be back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Back here on Agenda 21 Radio, remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news. Okay, busy month for illegal immigrants committing heinous crimes. The Judicial Watch blog, Corruption Chronicles. That's yesterday. Yesterday from Judicial Watch. Says, as the separation of families pouring in from Mexico dominates the airwaves, several disturbing cases involving illegal aliens shift the focus back to the devastating impact of America's poorly guarded southern border. We're back to this. Now, I'm bringing this up because, you know, remember, you would think that with the talk about the families and the breakup, that, again, Donald Trump's poll numbers would drop precipitously. That has not been the case. I mean, I'm thinking this guy's going to get down into the low 30s or something like that, you know? No, he's standing strong. That number keeps fluctuating to, it looks like a base number of 44 up to 49.50, you know? And in this era, when he's taken some serious hits, this whole thing with Putin, of course, the outrage, the organized outrage, and again, When the left is setting you up, when these globalists are setting you up for something, there's always a preordained event. And then the narrative comes out immediately once the event is over. Okay? Which is exactly what you saw with Helsinki. Right? As soon as the press conference was over, just as soon as it was over, there was no debating. All of a sudden, Mr. CIA, I Hate America operative, John Brennan, comes out with the narrative about it was instantaneous. It came out like that. This is the way they always operate, guys. Now, I think you are understanding where I'm coming from. This whole thing, in other words, clearly they sat down, they had a plan about how to attack the president here. There's lots of money being poured into this whole thing. You have PR executives all over the place working on taking down Donald Trump, and they're going to do everything they possibly can do to take him down. This is what is happening here with the narrative that happened with Helsinki. As soon as Donald Trump came off the air, as soon as they closed down that press conference, you know, they had prearranged talking points set in place, and they went for it. They, boom, it came right out. In other words, and they could pick in whatever they wanted to. All these comments about, you know, what Putin thought or whatever, and, you know, all the dialogue that went on there, the big parts were completely left out. That, you know, gee whiz, the president is having the dialogue with the guys who's got all the missiles, right? And Putin's got all the missiles. He's, you know, as we do, we still have this mutually assured destruction business hanging over our heads. We don't realize it because, you know, the hostilities have gone away. Now, I want to say something that seems to be missed. Seems to be missed on everybody. Let's go back to the Cold War era. Let's go back to that for a minute. I know a lot of the people on the left want to do that because they hate Putin. And they hate Putin because of their own ideological reasons, right? You have the Muslim Brotherhood who hates Putin. I wonder why. I wonder why they hate Putin so much. And I wonder why they hate Trump so much. The haters hate. And they hate both equally. Why is that? I posited this last week, and I said to all of you, I said, wait a minute, why do they hate so much like this? Let's think this one through, ladies and gentlemen. Why do they hate him so much? So they have got a plan, a battle plan, if you will, to take down Trump. And so every opportunity now, they're going to try and use the media to their advantage in the general mainstream media. And the thing that happened in Helsinki is that it was interesting because they went, I think, to the Reserve Corps for criticism of Trump. They went to the Reserve Corps of those that are really have one foot in with them, the globalist, and, you know, a foot and a toe in with Trump. I think they did, like a Newt Gingrich. Because, you know, it was Gingrich who came right out as part of that narrative to criticize Trump. And I thought that was really weird. See, I don't listen to what the narrative is or what the talk is. I look at the players and how they're behaving. And that's why I look at Newt Gingrich and I say, we're flushing someone out here who really is a never-Trumper or somebody who cannot be trusted in terms of loyalty to the president. And I mean that. So there were others, of course, the usual suspects lined up, and, you know, Paul Ryan and those folks and John McCain. You know where they were coming from. And then all of a sudden, like a Newt Gingrich, oh, he's been a loyal subject to the president, but then he comes out and just wrecks him. You know, not real helpful, Newt. But it shows me where he's at. Now, I don't mind, Newt Gingrich has really leveled criticism at the president in the past. I don't have a problem with that, nor anybody else. I've done that, too. You know, some things that I'll get it out there and I'll go, Now, but I think that this whole thing with Putin begs a lot of questioning for the future. And it also begs the question, why did these people like the Newt Gingriches come out and criticize so heartily and readily and so quickly, like John Brennan did, a known anti-Trumper, a known anti-American, in my opinion. He's an anti-American. He should never have been CIA director, and everybody knows it. Why they allowed him to be CIA director, I do not know. But he hates America. He hates anything about America and wants to destroy it. He's been one of these enemy combatants within, and he still remains it. So he is the tip of their spear right now, or sword, whatever you want to call it, or the tip of the bullet. That's what he is. And if you've got to rely upon someone like a John Brennan who does not comport himself well with the public, you got a problem. But that's not the point. Here's the bigger point, is that I believe the American public gets it. They get it more than ever. That's why the Rasmussen poll is still showing he's not really being hit by things hard, even this whole thing down at the border. In other words, people are seeking the truth first. And this is where the citizen journalist thing comes in. This is where all of our programming comes in now. They're listening to us. This is the proof to me. People are listening to all the truth tellers out there that are reporting on the blogs, reporting everywhere in all the alternative media sources, and people are getting and making up their own minds about what's going on. So, like I said, with all the hype and hoopla, you would think with the whole thing with the illegal foreign nationals coming across the border, with the wall thing, with all this hysteria. And of course, now you have a new communist in the name of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And you think, oh my God, there's celebration of the left. They're just, and wouldn't you think those numbers against Trump would go crazy up? And they're not. The evidence is in. And of course, they've got this whole thing. Separation says, the impact of America's poorly guarded southern border. In the last few days alone, an illegal immigrant who had been deported 11 times attacked his wife with a chainsaw in front of their children. Another got charged with a series of violent rapes, and dozens were arrested for operating a major human and drug smuggling enterprise in a major U.S. city. Well, busy month for illegal immigrants committing heinous crimes. a busy month. See, I think that's a game changer for Trump. We'll be right back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
Okay, well, I'm going to do a little bit of follow-up on Judge Jeanine. View thing here for everybody. This is from yesterday. Adele Nazarian, Whoopi Goldberg co-host of ABC's The View, through Fox News host and author of Liars, Leakers, and Liberals, The Case Against the Anti-Trump Conspiracy, Judge Jeanine Pirro, off the set of the show and allegedly told her to get the F out of here after a heated off-camera exchange on the daytime show Thursday. She's never, ever been treated with such disrespect in her whole career, a source that was present for the exchange, which took place backstage after the show, told Breitbart News. She's fought for women, battered people, and justice, and to be treated that way is just awful. Ah, a little bit more of the backstory here. It says the conversation began to escalate during the second half of the show when Pirro claimed that Goldberg had Trump derangement syndrome, to which Goldberg asked, "Are you talking to me?" Pirro said, "Yes." This is so great. Let's see if we can get any of this action here. Oh, here we go. This is the second half. We didn't.
I wanted to get into the book a little. You tackle the anti-Trump conspiracy in your new book called Liars, Leakers, and Liberals. Now, that title could be offensive to some.
in today's age, you think?
I thought she was describing the Trump White House. Liars, leakers, and liberals.
So, tell us about the title and why you wrote the book.
Well, I wrote the book because I'm not an ideologue. I mean, I have been in the crime business for over three decades, and I think I said that before. And I know a con when I see it. And I think that what has happened in the last, truly in the last campaign, and everybody needs to be concerned about that. Lady Justice is supposed to be blind. And when you start creating fake investigations, fake counterintelligence, you saw it yourself with Peter Strzok, who comes out and basically says he hates the president and he's going to take care of everything. They then go to a judge and get a warrant. That's a problem for me, and it should be a problem.
Can I ask you? You just said
your warrant. Look, I've been a judge. I've signed those things. The warrant was based on a fake document by an opposing candidate in a national presidential race. This is what happens in third world countries.
It was not only based on that, and you know that.
I do know. It is based on that.
You just said you're not an ideologue.
No, I'm not. I am in law enforcement.
Let me ask you the question.
Right and wrong.
Do you think Donald Trump embraces and embodies conservative ideology? Remember, he used to be had a different position on pro-choice. He's imposing tariffs. He's against globalism. Do you think he is an ideologue that is faithful to conservative policies?
You know, I'm not here to talk about what Donald Trump is and isn't.
But you talked about him.
You want to talk about Donald Trump, you tell me what metric in this country is worse off. Unemployment is lower than it's been in 50 years. Minorities, Hispanics, African Americans have jobs.
Hate crimes are worse
and,
off.
Wait a minute. The GDP under Obama was barely one. We're going up to four. So you want to talk about hate crime?
Yeah, I'll tell you about
a metric. Hate crime.
I also think it's important, as we said, 89% of the Republican Party still supports him. He still has huge popularity in the country. And if Democrats don't get their you-know-what together,
Meghan
he's
McCain.
Certainly going
to
get reelected.
Here's my question for you.
I am not, Judge.
Did you just point at me?
Yes.
Listen, I don't have Trump derangement. Let me tell you what I have.
Okay.
I have a lot of... I'm tired of people starting a conversation with Mexicans or liars and rapists. I'm tired of people starting a conversation about this country. Listen, I'm 62 years old. There have been a lot of people in office that I didn't agree with.
Okay. I want to go back to what we were talking about before, though. And that was the issue about the wonderful time, apparently, that what we're seeing now with sort of a busy time for illegals committing heinous crimes. Whoopee says this is one just this month. As the separation of families pouring in from Mexico dominates the airwaves in several disturbing cases involving illegal aliens shift the focus back to the devastating impact of America's poorly guarded southern border. In the last few days alone, whoopee, an illegal immigrant who had been deported 11 times attacked his wife with a chainsaw in front of their children. Another got charged with a series of violent rapes, and dozens were arrested for operating a major human and drug smuggling enterprise in a major U.S. city. The gruesome chainsaw attack occurred in Los Angeles County, which has long offered illegal immigrant sanctuary. A man named Alejandro Alvarez Villegas, deported to his native Mexico 11 times since 2005, tried to kill his wife with a chainsaw. Now, you may recall that it was just, grievance number 24, I think, or 23 or 24, that we brought this to everybody's attention, that chainsaws seem to be one of the things that are starting to pop up here in California. In fact, what's happening is that illegal aliens have been associated with chainsawing cattle alive out on ranches. I don't know what they're trying to say there. Butchering cattle while they're alive with chainsaws. But, and again, but you go to Mexico, chainsawing people to death and dismembering them while they're alive is something that goes on. That's a reality check, ladies and gentlemen. That just is what happened with these happens with these cartels. But, you know, Whoopi just doesn't get it, if you know what I mean. She just doesn't get it.
But I have never, ever seen anything like this. I've never seen anybody whip up such hate. I've never seen anybody be so dismissive.
Of course, she's not whipping up any kind of hate here now, is she? No, it's her show. She can whip up all the hate she wants.
And clearly you don't watch the show, so you don't know that I don't suffer from that. What I suffer from is the inability to figure out how to fix this. That's my issue. But one of the things that you talk about a lot, and I'm curious about it, is the deep state. How long has the deep state been there, and who's running it?
Well, I want to answer.
As she looked and glanced over at the camera, very sheepish, very weirdly, I might add. I'm just throwing that in. I'm being catty, maybe. No.
So your question, because you get,
I
you had
to ask you a question.
You had your opening statement, which was how horrible it is that Donald Trump is talking about all of these people.
I'm sorry,
you know
Patty,
what
that's
I think
what
is
you
horrible?
Said. You said,
Whoopi, you know
you
what's
said
horrible
that
when
it
people
was, it's
shouldn't
okay.
be here end it's, up murdering the children of American citizens.
You know what's horrible?
What's
when,
horrible
when the president of the United States whips up
cities.
People to beat the hell out of people.
No.
Say goodbye.
Let me
bye.
I'm done.
That was it. So then they carry this off stage, apparently. They carry it off stage. Listen, I don't have Trump derangement syndrome. Really, Whoopi? Whoopi. She continued, I'm 62 years old, I then blah, blah, blah. Goldberg then transitioned into discussing the deep state. Pirro said she wanted to answer Goldberg's question. Blah, blah, blah. You know what's horrible. And so she doesn't get a chance to do that. Goldberg responded, what's horrible? No, Pirro. Anyway, they go on with the argument. The sources told Breitbart News that Goldberg had stormed off stage after she said, I'm done. But that's not shown on TV. Instead, the audience viewing from home saw a cover of Pirro's book. Meanwhile, backstage, the exchange allegedly intensified. Pirro then said, you know, I've been fighting for justice, blah, blah, blah. And Whoopi is screaming in her face and saying, F you! Get the F out of here! The source told Breitbart. We'll be back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio. A couple of things to catch up on. A little bit of homework for everybody. This weekend, you may have heard, is the Constitutional Convention, first Constitutional Convention, first one. And it's going to be in Harris Ranch, California, in Coalinga, California. And that's going to be happening tomorrow, 9 o'clock. I will be there, of course, and we're going to be constitutionally convening. We got a lot of stuff going on. Yeah, you can go to the website of newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, and read all about the information that is there about this. And, of course, it's kind of interesting. I wrote this article early this morning. It says, for the first time since the state of West Virginia was conceived in 1861, a new state will be holding a constitutional convention to determine their future as a state in the Union. New California, which declared independence on January 15th, will be conducting the first ever constitutional convention since 1861 in an attempt to form a new state from a pre-existing state. The convention will be held at Harris Ranch in Coalinga, California. It says, there have been numerous constitutional conventions as new states entered the Union since 1861, the most recent of which were Hawaii and Alaska in 1959, but both were formed from territories not formed from pre-existing states. And forming a new state from a pre-existing state is what makes New California state unique. The process to make a new state from a pre-existing state is all stated in the U.S. Constitution under Article 4, Section 3, Clause 1, known as the state's New States Clause. It states this. And again, I want to read this because all of you out there that are supporting other state causes, if you will, pay attention to what it says in the New States Clause. New states may be admitted by the Congress into this union, but no new states shall be formed or erected within the jurisdiction of any other state, nor any state be formed by the junction of two or more states or parts of states without the consent of the legislatures of the states concerned as well as of the Congress. In all 50 states, there have only been three other times where the New States Clause has been used. Kentucky in 1792 as part of Virginia. It broke away from Virginia. And Maine, 1820, was part of Massachusetts. And West Virginia in 1863 was part of Virginia. In Vermont, kind of interesting, some people claim Vermont separating from New York in 1777. Well, the Constitution hadn't been written yet. And from what we can tell, this was a 13-year-old struggle. Vermont was trying to get away in 1777, and it really didn't come to fruition until 1790. So it really, you know, it did come and separate from another state, but it's not necessarily considered to be a state split cleanly like what we're trying to do. Now, this is what others said. Now, this was written in an article January 18th, just a couple of days after we declared independence. It says, on January 15th, a movement to create the state of New California took off. Parts of California have tried to create their own states before, but all prior attempts have been unsuccessful. With all that in mind, is it really possible to split California into two separate states? See, we are the two-state option, New California. It says, the map of New California created by the movement's founder, Robert Paul Preston, that would be me, shows that old California would retain coastal counties from the Bay Area to Los Angeles. New California would consist of the rest of the state, mostly rural inland counties, along with San Diego and Orange County. Preston told CBS Sacramento that he wanted to separate from the larger state because of the way California's government currently handles itself. It says Preston's New California could technically happen. There is precedent for a state splitting in two. And this is the key thing to understand. I'm going to go back to a couple of things that the reason why we're succeeding. We're following to the letter Article 4, Section 3, okay, of the Constitution. We're following that to the letter. And that's, we have to remain pure to that. And there's precedence for what we're doing. You know, I don't believe in recreating the wheel when the wheel is perfectly fine and functional. I mean, I really don't. That's why we're following the state split option for this. It says, there is precedent for a state splitting in two. During the Civil War, the western half of Virginia protested the rest of the state's decision to join the Confederacy. As a result, West Virginia was born in 1863. But the United States Constitution stipulates that any new state formed by a pre-existing state must get permission from the state's legislature. Then, both houses of Congress would have to vote yes on the measure. West Virginia was able to accomplish this in the midst of the Civil War, but it's uncertain that the modern California government would be as sympathetic to New California secessionists. Now, that's a fair statement made on January 18th. But we've known better because we've kind of forecast what's going to be happening to California. It's pretty obvious some of the things that are already happening right now, and technically it's working in our favor. And there's been attempts, of course, by, you know, what's been going on with Draper and all those others to draw attention to us in a positive way, which is very, very good. We think that, of course, the possibility of forming New California is heightened every single day now and working in our favor. There's no question about that. Other movements are starting. People are realizing the other movements are not going to happen. And they're not going to happen because they are not following the Constitution. They've already violated the trust of the people. They've technically violated and breached the constitutional rights that people have. And that's something that people just don't totally understand. But we understand it. That's why we're going to succeed. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
My rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Getting ready to close out the show. Again, the shiny object is coming across my vision. It says, Trump says Obama was a total patsy for Russia. In an excerpt on an interview in CNBC that was published Thursday afternoon, President Donald Trump says that he will be Russian President Vladimir Putin's worst enemy if their relationship and their deal-making doesn't work out. Unlike President Barack Obama, who he called Putin's patsy. Obama's Putin's patsy. Speaking to CNBC in an interview that will air on Friday, Trump said this about Putin. I'll be the worst enemy he has ever had. Barack Obama, Putin's patsy. Oh, boy. There's just something poetic about that. Putin's patsy. Putin's patsy. Pee-pee, Putin's patsy. No, don't go there. I've got the pee-pee initial thing, you know. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, California, newcaliforniastate.com, and, of course, the New California State Movement. It's the only viable one now left. And with that court decision on Wednesday, I think it's actually kind of blown up in everybody's faces about what's going on. We are the only one left that's viable that will form a new California. And it's going to happen a lot quicker than a lot of people think. And so we're off to the nation's first constitutional convention for a state since 1861, coming from a pre-existing state. That's a pretty big deal. That'll be covered here in the next week. But we want to thank all of you for your listenership and participation and support for New California. It's going crazy. We have been going crazy. Phone calls like you can't believe, and text messages and everything else. So we really appreciate all the support for New California. And please visit the website, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.